You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome back to The Wire. In international news this week, Connor has left us with a report on California's wildfire. The death toll has just risen to 31, and it has been declared the state's worst fire in history.
This is truly one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tragedy that California's ever faced. The devastation is just unbelievable. It's a horror that no one could have imagined.
That there was California Governor Jerry Brown's response to the fires that are currently raging across California. California, like many dry, temperate coastal areas of the world, is starting to battle with an increasing number of forest fires each year. The Camp Fire, named after the Camp Creek Road it started on, originated in Butte County, north of the capital Sacramento, and is sweeping southwards, covering 440 square kilometers. It's so far incinerated over 6,500 homes and businesses and has killed almost 30 people, with the death toll still rising. 52,000 people have been displaced since the fire began on Thursday, and the towns of Paradise and Magalia were left abandoned. The fires have so far grown to covering over 111,000 acres, and most likely will be the deadliest wildfire the state has faced since the Griffith Park fire of 1933. But this was not the only fire sweeping across the Golden State, as these residents of Malibu can attest.
Here on Doom Drive, firefighters race in to try to save this home. Despite their best efforts, this becomes the 19th home destroyed by this fire on this stretch of this street.
This is terrible. This is apocalyptic.
Malibu hit hard by the Woolsey fire.
That house was burning, and below us there's a house burning, and then that house caught fire.
Her next door neighbor's home, gone. But Lonnie's husband and a friend used fire pumps from their pool to save their home of 30 years.
The heat was so intense, they were driven off the roof for a time, and our house started burning, and then they put it out, and their clothes caught fire.
Nearby in the Malibu Hills, this is what Sigmar Berg saw racing toward his ranch early in the morning.
When it started on top of the property, the flames have been like 100 feet, maybe higher.
Then it hit. His family of four and a ranch worker went to work.
We have been fighting it last night, like for 2 hours hardcore.
Battling those torturous wind-driven flames.
Further south, the smaller Woolsey fire started on the same day in the Santa Susana Mountains north of the San Fernando Valley and swept southwards towards the coast, incinerating parts of Malibu, Thousand Oaks, Calabasas, and many more North Los Angeles suburbs. 83,000 acres of land have succumbed to the fires, with 177 homes being destroyed. Two fatalities have been reported so far, and almost 300,000 people have been displaced. Historic TV and movie sets, including the ranch used in the series Westworld and the mansion used for The Bachelor, have been burned to the ground, and many notable celebrities have been forced from their homes, including Jared Butler, Caitlyn Jenner, and certain members of the Kardashian family. So what is the status of the fires currently raging across North Los Angeles?
A state of emergency has now been declared in California. It is unimaginable. They woke up to a massacre here Thursday morning, and on the same day, an out-of-control wildfire erupting. And tonight, there are now several fires burning here in California. You can see this home right here behind me. It's been incinerated. They believe that burning embers actually landed on this home, and then it erupted into flames, burning down this home and then the home behind it. And it shows just how easily these fires are spreading across this state. The flames burning through neighborhoods here in Southern California throughout the night. It hasn't let up. The winds fanning the flames right along major highways. Today, racing down the mountains toward the coast, jumping the 101 here. And in the nearby city of Malibu tonight, they have now tweeted the fire is, quote, out of control. All residents evacuate now. And that's where we begin tonight, with ABC's Clayton Sandell on the scene with that urgent effort now underway. They say the fire is now headed to populated areas.
If it does cross the Hollywood Hills and reach those populated areas in the Los Angeles Valley, it could have devastating effects for tens of millions of people in the larger Los Angeles area, if not contained. Fires are nothing new to California. There are recorded forest fires all through the state's history, right back to the gold digging days of the 19th century. But since the turn of the 21st century, these have gone from happening once a decade to almost an annual occurrence. And this is not just a problem in California. Australia, South Africa, Spain, Mexico, and Brazil are all experiencing an increase in forest fires. Essentially, dry, temperate areas that sit on the edge of large continents seem to be most at risk. In this part of the world, the destruction of the Black Saturday fires near Melbourne most affected New Zealanders who were either affected themselves or knew someone affected by the lethal blazes that raged through Victoria. But the big question is how the leadership of the wealthiest and most economically powerful nation on Earth is responding to this tragedy. To give a fair comparison to a leader after a similar tragedy, here is Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd after the Black Saturday fires in 2009.
My message to the people of Victoria is the nation grieves with Victoria tonight, but the nation rallies with Victoria as well, and that's what we're about to do. I think people who have been through this are in a state worse than any of us can ever imagine. I think the first response of any human being, and I saw it writ large in the compassion of the Red Cross workers and others today, is simple empathy. You know, there but for the grace of God go I. Then it's practical, and then it's how you can begin to help. And look, this is going to take a long time to recover from, but if we all pull together, and Australians are good at that, then we'll see these terribly afflicted communities through.
Equally, here is former Cape Town Mayor Patricia de Lille after the 2015 Cape Town forest fires.
I've really come today to say thank you to all the brave men and women. They've been working 24 hours a day, being out there trying to extinguish the fire. But Cape Townians also rose to the occasion by volunteers bringing food and all of that. And I want them to continue to assist us until we get all of these fires under control.
And now we get to US President Donald Trump, who naturally took a rather different perspective upon the California forest fires and responded as such.
President Trump took to Twitter this morning to talk about the firestorm, and he threatened to cut funding to the state. He wrote, "There is no reason for these massive, deadly, and costly forest fires in California, except that forest management is so poor, billions of dollars are given each year, with so many lives lost, all because of gross mismanagement of the forests. Remedy now or no more federal payments." The comments were Trump's first about the massive wildfires. And you might recall back in August, he posted a similar tweet that blamed other fires on bad environmental laws. At that time, he also claimed that water from Northern California was being diverted into the Pacific Ocean.
The comments were met with fury from the president of the California Professional Firefighters Union, who called them demeaning and said that the president's blame was dangerously wrong. Moreover, he said that it shifted the blame away from the effects caused by the federal government defunding maintenance for federal land and the EPA. Actor and well-known environmental activist Leonardo DiCaprio also weighed in, condemning the comments and saying action on these forest fires should not be a partisan issue, a sentiment that was very much reflected and espoused by Democratic State Senator Harry Stern. Action against these fires from the federal government has occurred, yet it has been decreased as opposed to fires in recent years. And it's important to mention the partisan divide in America in relation to California's natural disasters. Now more than ever, rhetoric against California from the Republican Party has increased due to recent immigration disagreements and the state's more progressive voting base. Whether that is feeding into the way funding is diverted for disasters remains to be seen over the coming years. However, the Republican Party, amongst all the anti-Hollywood and Los Angeles rhetoric seen since 2016, has started treating California as a necessary evil for them due to the fact that they are one of the wealthiest and most productive states in the union. However, if California's relationship with the union deteriorates in matters of crises such as this, and responses from the federal government such as Donald Trump's become the new normal, it could drive the already burgeoning movement in favor of California independence. After all, it was under similar circumstances that the United States left the British Empire with the hauntingly familiar slogan, "No taxation without representation." For now, however, it seems that California is primarily focused on making sure its northern farmland regions and its million-dollar film industry aren't reduced to ash and charcoal. But most importantly, California is making sure that the people affected by these forest fires are taken care of, given the attention they need, and above all, are accounted for.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.